So it's about 20 to 8, it's the night after the general election in the United States, and we're in Sacramento, which is the state capital of California. Here about 500 protesters are standing with little candles and vote no on Proposition 8 signs. They're protesting because the Californian people have rejected gay marriage, backing a proposition which made the constitutional change to say a marriage would only be between a man and a woman. Although 3 million postal votes haven't been counted, courts are already considering that the proposition had been accepted and apparently have been turning away some gay people from trying to get marriage licenses today. Well, the protesters say that what the proposition does is it infringes on their basic human rights, giving the rights of marriage to some people, in fact giving rights of marriage to some gay people who married before yesterday's vote, but not giving it to anyone who wants it after. And there's a much smaller protest from the Yes to Proposition 8 campaigners. Lots of people who are new immigrants from Slavic countries, very quite fundamental Christians, who claim that it's all about religion, and they say that if Proposition 8 didn't pass, their basic religious rights would have been discriminated against.
Well, I'm in mourning that we are denying the basic human rights for my gay brothers and sisters. I believe that if I have the right to wake up next to the person I love, everybody else should as well. And this is coming from a Christian, because I'm also a Christian, and that's why I'm here.
Why do you think it's important to bring them? You've got three children. How old
yes.
are they?
12, 9, and 6.
And why did you think it's important to bring them?
Because I believe that my children, they need to know that human rights are for everybody, not just for certain people. Because today it starts with my gay brothers and sisters, and then tomorrow it's us Hispanics, and then African Americans, and that's how it starts. And so they need to start learning from young age that human rights are for everybody.
And so what's your name?
Alexandria.
Say again? Alexandria. So what's it like? You're at a little protest. Have you been to one of these events before?
No.
Is it exciting?
Yes.
But what makes you, your mum's explained to me why she thinks it's important for you to be here, but why do you want to be here?
Because it will help the other people that they should have voted no on Prop 8 because it is unfair for...
Yeah. Okay. So tell me your name.
Arthur.
Arthur, what are you protesting? Tell me what you're holding up.
I'm not protesting because we already technically won. I'm just standing up for the behind Yes on 8, because behind Yes on 8 is the Word of God. You know, and we strongly believe in the Word of God, and it says that you cannot have two men, you know, in a relationship, as in homosexuality. So we strongly believe in the Word of God, and we're against it.
But isn't
not against the people, but against that.
But why do you think that gay marriage infringes on your human rights or your religion?
Yes, it does. Technically, it does, because that allows it to be taught in school, which it already has. And we're talking about not high school, elementary school, and little kids like 5 and 6 and 7 year old kids, they get taught. And there's been a lot of examples and a lot of already times where they've, they've been teaching it from books, and they've been teaching it from a lot of other things. And the teachers actually strongly believe, and the whole teacher thing, they donated, I believe, $1 million for No on Aid.
Because I think that everyone should have rights, whether they're gay or lesbian or bi or straight or anything. I think everyone should have rights, and I just don't think that,
everyone underneath, everything on the outside, that we're all just people, we all deserve the same things. I mean, this isn't really like anything bad, this is just all for the better, so why not just go for it? People don't believe in the better, so screw it.
And why do you think that, there is a little bit of opposition down there. I mean, what type of people do you think have been voting yes? And
mostly, mostly religious people, and I don't know.
Because
I think they're kind of close-minded to think that other people don't deserve the same rights that they do.
Because it's a bit cliched, but we felt that as we crossed the road, suddenly the IQ jumps.
Probably.
I mean, do you have friends that would have been voting yes, or you know, friends, parents?
I have no friends that would vote yes.
My parents are actually Mormon.
And
they voted yes.
Oh, did they?
And they had the lawn sign and everything.
Do they know that you're out here tonight?
No.
What would they do if they knew? Well, they won't be reading Pink News.
They'd probably tell me to go to night school because that's where I'm supposed to be.
I'm out of school, so this is well, not out.
I don't know. Even if I didn't have any prior commitments, they'd probably want me home instead.
Instead of being here.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Good luck.
You too.
But silly Mormons, rights are for everyone. Hey, yeah. Explain it.
We mostly think that everybody should have the same rights and nobody should have different, any kinds of different rights.
And I guess you, how old are you?
I'm 13.
I'm 10.
What's your name?
Turning 11. I'm 9. I'm Natalie.
I'm Freddie. I'm 13.
And I'm 14.
Is this mums?
Mums.
If
they're allowed to make you angry, then the cop tried to
What's that one?
Gay families rock, so just live, so just deal with us.
And the other ones are?
The world is on a train, and you gave us the ticket to hate.
Do you want to read out the other ones for me? Pretend we can't see them. Explain the colors and stuff.
One out of 16,000 families in CA without civil rights.
And your other side is?
Be love, not hate, no one.
So, I mean, was this really, was yesterday a bit of a weird day? Because I guess you would be Obama supporters as well.
My mama got married. Halloween.
But you got married on Halloween, so just in time.
Hopefully. We're still waiting to hear if we lose our rights.
But I mean, tell me how it felt last night when it became clear that...
I cried. We've all been crying on and off.
Well, yeah, it was like...
And then just like you're angry and then you're crying and then...
Well, and you're also humiliated because...
They shouldn't be voting on our civil rights. It shouldn't even be up to popular vote. If that was the case, would we even have civil rights? Would we be where we are? Would Obama be elected? It's not fair. Hail to the Queen. Jumping ship.
Yeah, I think the smart move is to move to Britain.
I think it's actually pretty cool to have two moms. I mean, one works, and then when she comes home, we all have dinner, and then it's just really nice. And it's just really cool because one stays home, one goes to work, and then when we get back from school, then there's always a mom there, so you don't feel, so you're not stuck with, say you have an evil dad, you're not stuck with him all the time.
But, I mean, what are your friends, I mean, how do your friends feel? I mean, is it quite
my
divided here?
My friends feel like, oh my god, isn't it weird to have two moms? I'm like,
yeah, I get that a lot.
Once you've been living with them for most of your life, it's actually pretty cool because you have one mom just to take care of you, one mom to work, and then when she comes home, we have a nice big dinner. And it's just awesome.
It's also really nice because we were raised to think for ourselves instead of what our parents think.
Do you guys know people? I mean, are your friends' parents, would they have been voting yes?
Actually, yeah. A lot of my friends' parents are voting yes, and they think totally different than their parents, so it's...
Most people are just scared because they don't know what will happen, because if no one ain't wins, there's... They'll probably be scared that everybody will turn gay or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I feel. I just feel like people are scared of themselves and they don't know what's going to happen. And they're just, and all because they won, they're just rubbing it in our faces and we're trying to get it back because it's not their business, it's our business. And I just think we should win because we should get our rights because it's our business, it's not theirs. And...
Cool.
Yeah.
Good luck. Here all night. So are you guys stay here all night?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
We
drove 2 hours to get here.
I still have to go to school anyway tomorrow. Tomorrow's school.
Where are you from?
Paradise.
Okay. Sounds like a nice place to live.
Yeah. It sounds nice,
no.
But it's...
Is it paralyzed?
It hasn't been nice having a lot of those yellow signs on
our neighborhood. Yeah. Is full of them. I mean,
a lot of misinformation.
So this is where we want, because yeah. When we had a really clustered view. We arrived in San Francisco and had been sort of around the Bay Area, and we were just saying, well, they have, you know, the no's have to win, because we couldn't see a single, we saw three yes signs, I think.
We have three, yeah, three no signs in our entire town.
Really?
Well, there's more than three. There's like four or five.
Yeah. I've only seen one out of 30,000 people. So. Yeah.
And I've, a lot of kids on my bus are chanting yes on A and stuff like that. I'm like, that's really sad that you guys think that. And one kid's all like, there's going to be more diseases and everybody's going to die off. I'm like, the law passes. It's not like they're going to turn un-gay.
All right. Thank you guys very much. So we're walking around the Capitol building, and there's probably coming up to about 700 people here on the no camp, all of them holding candles in a very impromptu event that was organized on SMS messages and on emails and on websites like Craigslist and Facebook. One person had the idea to stand here with a vigil, and everyone else seems to have followed. So on Prop 8, what made you come here tonight?
Because I'm a heterosexual and I'm married, and I'm happy to be an American today, but I'm so mad to be a Californian today. I'm so disappointed in people and that other people don't have the same rights that I have and my husband have.
And what's it like? I mean, would your friends have been voting for yes?
It's about 50-50, I would say. I work in a place where we have very outspoken no supporters like me, and then we have people that are handing out, I'm going to cry because it makes me so mad, they're handing out bumper stickers that say protect my marriage and all these things that are just, it's so frustrating to me.
So it's pretty sad. I mean, do you think that the people in there, or when they come back?
Well, our governor said no on aid also. Even our governor doesn't support it. So I don't know what to say to it, you know.
What sort of mindset do you think the people are there?
I haven't heard anyone that has come in said anything that didn't mention religion at the same time. So it's a very religious debate. And a guy walked up to us and told us that we were going to go to hell, and that what we're doing today, we would have to answer to our God about. And I just found that so offensive that that someone can tell me who God is, or I don't know. It's very angering to me to hear someone say, to pass that kind of judgment, especially someone who claims to be a Christian. I just feel that's not what Christianity really teaches. Churches here that have said no on aid and have been very, active. But what happened is, there are certain cultural components that tend to be more traditional, and those are also the same folks that wanted to vote for Obama. So they came out and voted for Obama, but they voted yes on.
That's the odd thing, that a state that went, it can vote for Obama.
If you can be about, equality and all these people on the radio are like, Obama's for all of us, and then yet still turn around, clearly the same people didn't vote no on 8, they voted yes on this initiative. So it's very interesting how it's occurring in some places but not others. We just had an initiative on how farm animals are treated.
Sure.
And the farm animal, fair treatment of farm animals, that passed. So it's like, we're okay with chickens having a big enough cage to turn around, and I'm all for that too, but we don't have equality for all people in California. It's just, we think about it, does not make any sense whatsoever. So, yeah, we're just here. My husband and my kids were actually here with me too, but the kids had homework and they're getting cold and tired.
Annoyed. It's actually really sweet how many kids are actually out.
Yeah, I love it. I want my kids to see. Some of my kids have friends that have two moms, two dads, and they're like, what about them? People don't like them? I said, well, some people don't.